Okay, we're moving right along nicely. Next, right exactly on time, is Shobhita Parthasarathy. I usually say that better, Parthasarathy. Genetics and biotech policy. Well, you didn't have to stand back there. You could have been down here to start.
I was being very shy because we all know I am very shy. I'm teaching Public Policy 759, which is genetics and biotechnology policy. And before you shut your brains off, because this is a very technical topic, I want to tell you a few things about the course. The first and perhaps most important thing is that you don't need any technical knowledge whatsoever to take the course, so you don't need any scientific or engineering background. The second is that we deal with some of the most controversial issues in public policy and society today. We talk about ethical issues in terms of in vitro fertilization and studying embryos before they're implanted for potential diseases or things that may or may not be diseases, the environmental implications of genetically modified organisms, food policy. So we spend quite a bit of time locked in pretty fun and engaging controversial conversation. The third thing is that we focus on innovation policy that's related to health, environment, food, and crime. So those are big ticket issues that a lot of you are probably interested in, but you might not have thought about it from the perspective of innovation. So we talk about those kind of broad governance and policy issues, but focus on these. So they're really important if you're interested in those things. We cover issues from medical genetics, as I said, pre-implantation genetic diagnosis. We talk about newborn screening. We talk about biobanks, how, you know, places like the University of Michigan are saving your blood samples and doing interesting research with it, and what the ethical and social implications of that are. Genetically modified organisms, DNA forensic biobanks, a wide variety of things. The fourth point is that this is, as I said, a very discussion-based class, but we spend quite a bit of time, developing your oral and written communication skills, but those of you who are in my 585 class should rest assured it's not nearly as rigorous as that. Basically, I think it's a pretty fun class. It's also taught in a seminar style, so I think it's a lot of fun, and I hope you will all join me. Not all of you. Then it won't really be a seminar, but
interesting. Thank you, Shobhita.